Blog Talk Radio.
Daddy, I said my prayers, but how do I know God is there?
Dexter, God is everywhere, everywhere.
And Daddy?
Mm-hmm.
Where is God?
He's above you. He's in the wind. He's in the waves. He's everywhere. Just look for him.
And how can I find him?
Son, in the darkness, in the struggles, if you'll just look up.
Yes, sir.
And follow the star.
Follow the star.
Welcome to another episode of Blog Talk Radio, Believers in Christ. We just want to start off with a word of prayer. Father God, thank you again for waking us up another glorious day and just showing us the truth, the way, and the light. I'm sending Jesus Christ in everything that we do, Father. You're the Almighty, Lord of all Lords, Kings of all Kings, and the God of all Gods, the Alpha and the Omega, Father. So we just continue to do the righteous way and just give you the glory while we do it, because without you it's not even possible. Amen. How's everybody doing on this good day? It's a bit Monday. Hopefully everybody's at work doing what you got to do. And, praising the Lord and being thankful for where we're at right now, because a lot of it would not be possible without him. I mean, I just want to start off with that. And I always say it is that, you know, we have to understand that the things that we do for the Father, the things he does for us, we got to recognize it. I mean, waking up, breathing, talking, seeing, hearing, the small things that glorify his kingdom. So us as Christians, that we have to be opposing, understanding what he's already doing for us. And a lot of us don't get thanks. So as we get thanks and glory, and as we give thanks and glory in everything that he's done for us, we have to acknowledge it too, as we say it, for our children, our parents, and things like that, being disease-free, of not being sick and conditions and things like that. We have to thank the Father for that. So just wanted that to be said. So that's how we got to call it. Just wanted to acknowledge that and give people a better understanding on the gospel, and that's what this show is about. So I named the episode Jesus is the Way, and I'm just going to be discussing, you know, briefly about what Jesus has done for us and what I've heard just earlier, not too long ago, about an hour ago. I was listening to Bill Winston, and he was really talking about the things of the kingdom of God. You understand? The kingdom of God. And this is one thing I want people to understand about churches, in a sense, that saying that they're doing God's word. If majority of the time you see them talking more about what you need to stop doing, it's not preaching the kingdom. Of course, you know, we need to stop doing things in the world, drinking, smoking, fornicating, whatever the case may be. just anything. But if you hear that majority of the time out of a church, they're not led by the Spirit. I mean, they're just really talking things that you already know. But if they give you knowledge, the true knowledge of the Father, of what Jesus came down here to do for us, then you can listen to this person. You can listen to this pastor. The key is what I'm getting at, is that giving you the kingdom of God. We already know the ins and outs of the world. Obviously, it didn't work. But what I want you all to understand is the kingdom, bringing heaven down here to earth. That's the true gospel. That's what this show is about, to give you what you know, what you need to hear, and what you need to act upon. As I was listening to Bill Winston, he's out of Chicago, a great pastor, by the way, he was mentioning things that make sense, that when you hear people, you can have knowledgeable stuff of the world, you can have knowledge of the world, but once you get it from God, it's different, it's holy, it's understanding, it can take over nations. You see what I'm saying? What he was discussing was about dark knowledge. This is what I want to share with you, is that Jesus, when he came, he didn't come to condemn. He came to preach the gospel and overcome this world and let you know that God loves you and gives you knowledge and understanding. What am I talking about? The kingdom of God is in everybody. It's in me and you. You should go anywhere in the face of this world, sit there. If you got God with you, Yeshua, you'll be fine. You are the light. What is a light? It's bright. It outshows everything else. That's what the gospel is. That's what Jesus came. When he came and he was, you know, going at them church folks and stuff like that, he was the light of it. He was attractive. He was attracting people of the love. One thing, and that's something that if you have a problem with, and I do somewhat, but you can't really do the things of the Father without love. Love is not a feeling. Love is not a feeling. It's a person. It's God. God is love. Love is God. Okay? It's not what you think. If you ever notice, love can make you do the most impossible things when you're in love with somebody. But that's another story. But you can see how powerful love is in a person, because they'll do anything. But that's more of a feeling. It's more of a, it's different. But love is not a feeling. It's a person. God is love. Love is God. So as we learn these things, is that when you get this gospel out, you have to show love. Now, if they're being disrespectful to you, you can just show them love, be passive, and just keep it moving. Now, if they try to hurt you or something, you can't protect yourself. But that's neither here nor there, because God's going to protect you. Anyway, what I'm getting at is when Yeshua, when Jesus was getting his word out, he had a passion of love when he was giving out the gospel. When you share and give love of this gospel, people will understand it more. Most of these churches condemn and being more forceful to tell you what you need to do. But they don't tell you the gospel. They don't tell you the kingdom of heaven. That's why I named the show Jesus is the Way. So he is the way. He is the way. Once you have that stored in you, you got a piece of God in you. You are holy. But anything else that separates you from that, you're open. You're open for deception. And another thing that laid on my heart is that I want people to understand that you know, most people, even Christians, and I'm Christian myself, and I always have to note that to people, but most ones, I see how a lot of people are like, well, why don't we just all just get along? You know, your God is good and my God is good. Let's just make them one. But see, people don't know that's not, there's no, people have to know there's deception in that. You have to know who protects you from Satan. Who protects you from Satan? There's only one book that tells you how to do that. Who protects you from Satan? Who protects you from Satan? The blood of Jesus. It's nothing else. It's like, well, to stay away from Satan, stay away from bad deeds. No, that's not always true. You see what I'm saying? I want people to understand them. Jesus is the way through everything. Now, if you don't believe in Jesus, okay. Okay. It's sad to say, but okay. But eventually, everything points back to Jesus. When it's all said and done, I don't care how much you've done studied. I don't care about how much everything else. Everything goes back to Yeshua. Everything goes back to Jesus. Everything does. He's mentioned more than any other book. If he was just a prophet, he's more mentioned in any other book than anything in this world. Anything. You know? We have to understand that. It's like, well, there's something about him. You name another person that was begotten. I mean, when I say that, who was born of a virgin, who didn't come here through sex. People believe that. And he did. So he's got to be something special. But he came here for you. He came here to make your life better. You can't make your life better in this world without him. Without God, you can't. It's impossible. It's only going to be temporary because Satan's going to allow you to to see how far you go with it. And then right after that, he's going to pounce all over you. And then you're not going to know which direction is up. Okay? But I'm saying this not to convince. I'm sharing this with you because there's things that you just know. Have you ever seen somebody who believes in Christ? Just say, you know, a person's a non-believer and you see the testimony of it, and they're like, oh, my goodness, God has got me out of this. And then you just look at them crazy. It's like, well, you can look at me crazy all you want, but I've witnessed the Lord in my life. But again, I'm putting this to you the best way possible. You see, that's what this show is for. And again, I'm sorry if you have any prayers or anything, if you just want to jot down a line or just anything possible, if you want to, just leave anything. If someone needs prayer or just anything, email doncase@gmail.com. And I promise I'll answer that prayer. I'll get back with you as soon as possible if you're listening. So, again, we're talking about the gospel. Jesus is the way. These ways that the Father has done for us, what he has done for us. Think about it. Jesus is the only one that's done something, has done something for you before you was even born. All those other gods has not done nothing for you. No. No. You can't prove it. Jesus said, I've died for you. And you only. I mean, that should mean something. If nobody else don't love you, Jesus does. That's how much God is in us. Once we activate that, all it takes is just one prayer. You don't understand how far you're away. You're probably one prayer away from changing your life. Oh, I pray all the time. No, you probably got to pray with an open heart. Maybe there's something that you have to change for the Father to activate his ways and his glory into you. You have to look at yourself first. Admit your faults as a man or a woman. Accept the Lord as your Lord and Savior. Trust me. All them bills, all that crap that's around you that you're worried about, it will get casted away. And Jesus will return you peace. So again, I got like 10 seconds left. I'm going to try to get to y'all later on today. But God bless y'all. In the name of Yeshua, keep praying and reach one and teach one to another. In the name of Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Peace.